breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Common Door, AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front, Side, and Mouth. Bite Scissor or Level. Official Standard of the Common Door. General Appearance. The Common Door is characterized by imposing strength, dignity, courageous demeanor, and pleasing conformation. He is a large, muscular dog with plenty of bone and substance, covered with an unusual, heavy coat of white cords. The Working Common Door lives during the greater part of the year in the open, and his coat serves to help him blend in with his flock and to protect him from extremes of weather and beasts of prey. Nature and Characteristics. The Common Door is a flock guardian, not a herder. Originally developed in Hungary to guard large herds of animals on the open plains, the Common Door was charged with protecting the herd by himself, with no assistance and no commands from his master. The mature, experienced dog tends to stay close to his charges, whether a flock or family. He is unlikely to be drawn away from them in chase, and typically doesn't wander far. Though very sensitive to the desires of his master, heavy-handed training will produce a stubborn, unhappy Common Door. While reserved with strangers, the Common Door is demonstrative with those he loves, selflessly devoted to his family and his charges, and will defend them against any attack. The combination of this devotion to all things dear to him and the desire to take responsibility for them produces an excellent guardian of herds or home, vigilant, courageous, and very faithful. Size, proportion, substance. Dogs 27.5 inches and up at the withers, bitches 25.5 inches and up at the withers. Dogs are approximately 100 pounds and up, bitches approximately 80 pounds and up at maturity, with plenty of bone and substance. While large size is important, type, character, symmetry, movement, and ruggedness are of the greatest importance and are on no account to be sacrificed for size alone. The body is slightly longer than the height at the withers. Height below the minimum is a fault. Head, the head is large. The length of the head from occiput to tip of nose is approximately 2/5 the height of the dog at the withers. The skin around the eyes and on the muzzle is dark. Eyes medium-sized and almond-shaped, not too deeply set. The iris of the eye is dark brown. Edges of the eyelids are gray or black. Light eyes are a fault. Blue eyes are a disqualification. Ears. In shape, the ear is an elongated triangle with a slightly rounded tip. Medium set and hanging and long enough to reach to the inner corner of the eye on the opposite side of the head. Erect ears or ears that move toward an erect position are a fault. Skull. The skull is broad with well-developed arches over the eyes. The occiput is fairly well-developed and the stop is moderate. Muzzle. The muzzle is wide, coarse, and truncated. Measured from inner corner of the eye to tip of nose, the muzzle is 2/5 of the total length of the head. The top of the muzzle is straight and is parallel to the top of the skull. Underjaw is well-developed and broad. Lips are tight and are black in color. Ideally, gums and palate are dark or black. Nose. Nose is wide and the front of the nose forms a right angle with the top of the muzzle. The nostrils are wide. The nose is black. A dark gray or dark brown nose is not desirable but is acceptable. A flesh-colored nose is a disqualification. Bite is scissors, a level bite is acceptable. A distinctly overshot or undershot bite is a fault. Any missing teeth is a serious fault. Three or more missing teeth is a disqualification. Neck, muscular, of medium length, moderately arched, with no dewlap. The head erect. Top line, the back is level and strong. Body, characterized by a powerful, deep chest, which is muscular and proportionately wide. The breast is broad and well-muscled. The belly is somewhat drawn up at the rear. The rump is wide, muscular, and slopes slightly towards the root of the tail. Softness or lack of good muscle tone is a fault. Tail, a continuation of the rump line, hanging and long enough to reach the hocks. Slightly curved upwards and or to one side at its end. Even when the dog is moving or excited, the greater part of the tail is raised no higher than the level of the back. A short or curly tail is a fault. Forequarters, shoulders are well laid back. Forelegs straight, well-boned, and muscular. Viewed from any side, the legs are like vertical columns. The upper arms are carried close to the body, without loose elbows. Feet, strong, rather large, and with close, well-arched toes. Pads are hard, elastic, and black or gray. Ideally, nails are black or gray, although light nails are acceptable. Hindquarters, the steely, strong bone structure is covered with highly developed muscles. The legs are straight as viewed from the rear. Stifles are well bent. Rear dew claws must be removed. Coat, characteristic of the breed is the dense, protective coat. The puppy coat is relatively soft, but it shows a tendency to fall into cord-like curls. The young adult coat, or intermediate coat, consists of very short cords next to the skin which may be obscured by the sometimes lumpy looking fluff on the outer ends of the cords. The mature coat consists of a dense, soft, woolly undercoat much like the puppy coat and a coarser outer coat that is wavy or curly. The coarser hairs of the outer coat trap the softer undercoat, forming permanent, strong cords that are felt-like to the touch. A grown dog is entirely covered with a heavy coat of these tassel-like cords, which form naturally. It must be remembered that the length of the Commodore's coat is a function of age, and a younger dog must never be penalized for having a shorter coat. Straight or silky coat is a fault. Failure of the coat to cord by 2 years of age is a disqualification. Short, smooth coat on both head and legs is a disqualification. Color of the coat is white, but not always the pure white of a brushed coat. A small amount of cream or buff shading is sometimes seen in puppies, but fades with maturity. In the ideal specimen, the skin is gray. Pink skin is not desirable but is acceptable. Color other than white, with the exception of small amounts of cream or buff in puppies, is a disqualification. Gait, light, leisurely and balanced. The Commodore takes long strides, is very agile and light on his feet. The head is carried slightly forward when the dog trots. The foregoing is a description of the ideal Commodore. Any deviation should be penalized in direct proportion to the extent of that deviation. Extreme deviation in any part should be penalized to the extent that the dog is effectively eliminated from competition. Disqualifications: blue eyes, flesh color nose, 3 or more missing teeth, failure of the coat to cord by 2 years of age, short, smooth coat on both head and legs, color other than white, with the exception of small amounts of cream or buff in puppies. Approved June 13, 1994. Effective July 31, 1994.